mind. He reminds us that we are not our thoughts. We learn how to stop being a victim of our own thinking. We learn to download wisdom and to think thoughts we've not let ourselves think before. He teaches that the intellect is only one facet of the mind, and that beyond it is a universal intelligence which is freely available to each of us. If we're willing to put down the book entitled My Mind, we can wander around the whole library and even access the thoughts of God. The space within is an invitation to live an impossibly wonderful life. It will help you to move beyond your theories and beliefs about how much happiness is possible and how much is too good to be true. It will help you to return to love and to come home to your own innate wisdom. I encourage you to meander your way through these pages. Be leisurely. Read between the lines. Take in the white space behind the words. You are about to meet your original mind. Be ready to be inspired. Make way for miracles. Introduction. One problem, one solution. Finding your true nature is the key to pretty much everything. Be happy and follow your path. You see, where we're searching for is our home grounds. We're searching to find the way home. And to find the way home, what you have to do is look at everything in reverse.